Portion of the meeting. We have a couple items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and second.
Wait. I think Brian should second that.
How come?
Dakota Access.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there was a advocacy staff appointment on there for Dakota Access. So Randy rescinds his second. Brian, do you second the passage of consent matters?
Yeah, absolutely. I would second consent.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, thank you very much. Discussion matters. We've got MDU electric rate increase, public input and intervention deadline, and hearing. Pat is sitting at the table with some materials, so I think he's got some items to discuss here.
Yeah, so the ALJ held a scheduling conference with the parties, and while we don't have a summary of that conference filed at this time, we do have some dates that they're looking at, and so I'd like to put those out to the commission.
Hey, Pat, let me interject one thought here, and before you get going too far here, is that I appreciate the discussion with the ALJ, and I appreciate the ALJ doing the quarterbacking here, but the ALJ does not decide the final schedule. So as we go through this, if we don't think it's appropriate, we're going to go back and take, in my opinion, take a run at some of this stuff, because I don't like when these cases when ALJs drive schedules. The commission drives the schedule. So that's my cursory up front.
Oh, well, I've seen a draft of the ALJ's summary, and the ALJ makes it pretty clear that all of this is contingent on the commissioner's final determination of scheduling.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So the it looks like the public input session would be best for everybody if it was in the second half of January. And no specific dates were really chosen. I did get around to Commissioner Fedorchak and Commissioner Chrisman, and we're looking at, so far, the 23rd of January in the evening is a possibility, and the 25th is a possibility at noon or in the evening. Is that still correct?
That works for me.
So,
do you want to? Does that work for you, Brian?
Yes, it does. I'm trying to figure out, take myself off speaker. But yeah, those work out fine for me. The 23rd in the evening and the 25th midday. That's perfect.
Okay. So those will be the public input session dates.
Okay.
Is there any opportunity to explore ways to enhance the public input sessions? Or is this a set, like we can do these in?
You can do these actually any way you would like.
Okay.
We have explored many possibilities,
sure. Yep.
But it's always good to keep trying.
Okay, good. So we can do that at a later date. I just wanted to know how much flexibility we had. Okay.
And so then based on,
we don't set all those other, we don't set the intervention deadline. That doesn't impact our schedules. So you guys can
doesn't.
Do that.
Just
it
so
doesn't
you know.
Impact your schedule, but it's an order from you. It's a decision from the commission. So because the normal intervention deadline is in the rule. And it's 10 days before the hearing or something. And if there's good reason to have something earlier, because most of the scheduling issues that were discussed was not so much the things the commission does, like the hearing date, but all of the deadlines between parties for testimony and response and interrogatories and things. That's what the parties needed to talk about at the conference,
mm-hmm.
and those can't be set until we know what the hearing dates are. So intervention is like that, but also is set by the commission because it's an exception to the rule.
And why do we not just allow it 10 days? I'm sorry if I missed your...
Well, we think that the parties need to respond to the evidence that comes in and react. And if your intervention doesn't happen until later, there's a whole new batch of positions and information that you can't react to. And it, there's pros and cons.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we talked about is would you want like the would you want some time after public input for until the intervention schedule so that if people come and listen, they have some time to think about whether they want to intervene. If they come to the public input.
Sure.
So there's lots of little issues like that that go into it. This is
well, in my feeling is set it as give as much time for intervention, but make it reasonable so that the parties can get the information in a timely manner and respond and prepare accordingly for the hearing. So if that's a month before the hearing or 6 weeks before the hearing or something like that, then I think setting the hearing date and backing up is the logical way to do it.
Right, and that is Pat's starting at the other end, but that's kind of the thought process is get that hearing date figured out and then go backwards.
Mm-hmm. Well, in addition to the thought of having the intervention deadline sometime just after the public input sessions.
Right, but that is not as important as giving as much time to, I mean, the hearing is going to be further off from those dates than 2 weeks, or something. So if we give as much time for the intervention as possible, let's pick the hearing dates and back up from there, whatever we think is reasonable, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. Whatever is appropriate for all the parties.
So the date that was thrown out for the hearing was May 15th.
Hey, Pat, we're going to need more than one day. I think we should schedule three, or you're just talking a start date for the 15th. And that seems pretty late, I guess. That's my first thought.
Yeah, that's the start date.
Okay, so you're thinking three-day block for the week. What are you thinking?
Jack, yesterday I had a lot of conversations with Pat about my concerns about waiting so long to have the hearing. I don't understand the need. It seems at least 2 months longer than what needs to be if you give, the pretty generous amounts of time for each of the parties to file and respond and file again and all that. So my concern is waiting till May to have the hearings, and you're dragging this thing out till the middle of the summer for a decision. And there's other work that's going to be coming in here, potentially other rate cases. I'd like to, they filed this almost a month ago already. Let's make it tighter if we can. Is there some reason that the parties can't do something in April or March?
Advocacy staff would be able to put together a case for whatever time frame you guys would prefer, but a lot of this in the pushing it out has a lot to do with the fact that we require experts to be hired from not inside the agency, so allowing them to time to actually do discovery requests and produce actual testimony for that initial filing, that is the majority of it.
But Pat and I went through that and allowed 8 weeks for that and still came up with a March 15th time frame.
That would be March 15th for our initial filing of our testimony.
No.
And we have to allow them to have an opportunity to respond to it after they have read it, and as well as us to be able to provide a server rebuttal to it.
Well, that wasn't what we talked about in our schedule, but, anyway. I just don't want it to drag out unnecessarily.
Well, yesterday's conversation, I don't think there was any objection necessarily to a late March or time frame or early April for the hearing. People were thinking, well, everybody's busy with the session, but the input that we have or any lobbyists have or whatever is kind of over by then, a lot of it. We were just more worried about allowing enough time before that for the appropriate investigation and testimony and response. I don't think the parties were saying we can't possibly do, we don't have any days in April or March. So that's why we're here.
Right.
Well, I like the idea of that week of March 20th or the week of March 27th, or if we can't make it work, that next week of April. But I looked at my calendar as we're talking. I can make Tuesday to Thursday, and that three-week block works.
Right.
Repeat the three-day block you suggested?
I just figured the week after the 15th, what's that, the week of the 20th, I can make Tuesday to Thursday work. The next week, the 27th, I can make that Tuesday to Thursday work. And the next week, I can make that work. I think one of those days was the commission days. So we went a meeting. We might have to adjust one day or the other. But I think somewhere in those three blocks would be fine with me. And I think I hear my colleagues saying that's preferable. So I think that's appropriate.
Well, I do like that better, too, except for I will say this. You know, with the budget reductions, we have less staff here, rely on contract people more. And I'm just not sure enough in this situation whether we can move as fast as we'd like when we have less staff and how long these contracts and such are going to take to get in place. And to if we have too demanding of a schedule, do we eliminate most of the people who might be interested in contracting with us to do the work that we once were able to do ourselves when we had more people? The reality is you can't do everything exactly as you did when you had more people once you have fewer people. And so I really want to be cautious that our staff has what they need.
And that was partially our concern with, you know, going with the later date as well as allowing enough time for our experts to put together a good case for us, as well as our own testimony. I mean, while we intend to hire out a good portion of this, we'll be involved dealing with those contractors. The contracting...
Well, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, the contracting process itself, just because of our meeting window between now and the time of year when we're going to be ready to sign the contract, you know, there's certain time periods that have to, you know, we issue the RFP, we give them so much to ask questions, then we have to reply to those questions, then they issue their proposals, we review them. Once we actually get to the point of choosing someone, the commission actually needs to have a motion to approve that contract. And where that would fall in our meeting schedule for the next, you know, the next normally scheduled meeting could cause, you know, additional delays in this. I think we have two more regularly scheduled meetings.
Hey, Vic, let me interject. I never know when's a good time, but our meeting schedule doesn't drive anything. I mean, you guys get something together, you ask for a special meeting, we do a special meeting. The three of us can always do that. So, sure. And I think you push forward and need a special meeting, we do it. And then on the flip side, if we get to where we're getting closer to the hearing and someone feels that they need some more time, then you push it back like we've done in some other cases. But I think right away to say, well, we can't do it, we need to do this. No, let's keep pushing, and we can have special meetings as appropriate through the November-December time frame. And if the cases are not appropriate come late March, then we address it then.
Sure. And but I guess our thinking on the moving of the actual hearing date was probably wouldn't be preferable. Because by the time we would get to the point where we can say, you know, we're probably not going to be all ready by then, to find a time where everyone is going to be available for a week that much closer to the hearing dates may not be incredibly likely. It's just thoughts. I mean, we're...
The staff's deadlines driven by the... All the deadlines for the work are driven by the hearing date, and the staff's deadlines will be the same for the interveners. And so my concern is if you have a March 20th thereabouts hearing, let's say I don't even know if these are weekdays, but I'm not too worried about it. You've got your... rebuttal coming in around the 10th. You've got your rebuttal coming in around late February. And if you only have a month before that when you have your public input and you have people interested and trying to learn about it and then decide they want to intervene, they've got that same late February deadline that staff has. So it's incumbent, I think, upon all of us to think about all of the burdens on everyone else. If you really want to have a hearing that early, and if staff can get their work done that early, then I think you push the public input back a little bit, too, because to give interested parties some time when if they intervene, they are going to have the same deadlines everybody else has.
What is the statute say when we should have made a decision? I know the company's agreed to waive it, but what does
May
it say?
Seven.
How many months?
May 4th, seven.
7 months. 7 months.
May 14, I think.
Seven months to have a decision, right?
Well, 6 months after 30 days after the filing. So it's approximately
seven months.
One give or take a day.
And so, and I get that the companies routinely waive that, et cetera, but it concerns me when we haven't even had the hearings within that time frame. Like, that doesn't seem like a reasonably speedy regulatory oversight.
Well,
if we haven't even had the hearings within that time frame. So can we even a month sooner, in middle of April, to do the hearings? And, I mean, I generally feel like stuff takes as much time as you give it.
We
could make it 10 months, and you could make a case for 10 months. You know, you could make a case for a year, probably.
The April time frame, I think we passed over just because of the session would be wrapping up around that time frame, and we didn't want to interfere with that.
Well, let me throw something out.
I think the week of April 10th or April 17th is something we should go with. The priority is rate cases. In this session, we've got three of us. We can cover what we need to cover in the waterfront there.
Let me throw out another idea. You know, earlier Pat had mentioned kind of mid-May, and then when we were talking about that it's too short, we were using the March 20th week as the example and how jammed up that is. But, Brian, when you had initially suggested some dates, one of the weeks that you threw out was the week of April 3rd through the 7th. That's a couple weeks later than the scenario that Alana was just commenting on. It is still the week before Holy Week, so there's not those things going. I'm just wondering if staff thinks that the weeks of 3rd through the 7th would be doable. And it's not going to be the end of the session, that last week or two crunch either.
It would be difficult to say at this point in time without actually looking at the schedules and what we have. We could look back through the calendar and work backwards from the date again and see what we can do.
Well, or could you work forwards and say, we need this many dates for this, and then we need that many days for this, and then work forward from now or from when it was filed, and then, like, see where you're at. And just, you know, do it, because that's what Pat and I did, and we came up with 2 months sooner. So maybe we were short on some things. Maybe we didn't have the right amount of time or unreasonable times. And so I'm open to a different, you know, time frame if there's some, you know, if I understand what's driving it. But I don't right now, so that's where I'm a little resistant.
We can get together with staff and discuss.
Well, does this have to be decided today?
No.
I mean, we could get you guys haggle this out, and we schedule the next meeting the third week of November, and maybe that's where we're at. I like Randy's idea, if they can make it work, the advocacy staff.
Well, just kind of on that point, so that's kind of what's starting to drive this. So we need to get the RFP issued so we can get a contractor on board. We can't issue the RFP until we have dates that I can put into the RFP. So until we kind of get to that point, I can't send it out.
Okay, then give us the direct answer then.
Do you have specific hearing dates in the RFP?
We have the hearing date. We have the dates that their testimony is due, their surrebuttal testimony. We have a lot of requirements on them in that RFP.
Because otherwise you're going to get a bid, and you're going to love the bid, and then they're not going to be able to do it when you want to have everything. There's a lot of moving parts, and we are doing our best to try to get them all coordinated. But
so do you have those laid out, Vic, those proposed dates for all of that?
So we do have what we had come up with and initially discussed. The RFP is ready to go. All we need to do is plug in the dates that we want, and it's, I mean, outside of Pat taking a look at it, it's ready to go. And then even, you know, so kind of giving the timelines there, you know, so once we issue that RFP, X number of days, which is generally 1 to 2 weeks for them to submit questions on it, generally another week for our responses to those questions. Then I think it's 1 to 2 weeks again until the proposals are due. You know, staff.
Vic, what's the latest date that you're comfortable with? Give us that date, and we go. You say what's the latest date or the earliest date that you have everyone look at it, that you guys can be ready. Give us that date, and we'll schedule it, because we're going around and around here.
Right, right. Latest date for?
Earliest date.
Earliest date for the hearing. I guess, as Jack said, I mean, whatever you want us to do, we will have a case.
No, that's not what I just heard. You give us the time that you need to make a good case, and we'll plan from there.
We don't know your schedules. We don't know those weeks. We haven't seen that all mapped out. I mean, I did it with Pat, and I came up with middle of March.
Right.
But so something's off there.
Let's have a staff discussion and put together another map, knowing what the commissioner's preferences are here, and see if that's doable or not. And then we'll get back to it.
But I'm not sure what Pat was looking at either at this point in time. We didn't have this discussion, so we could have that.
He wasn't looking at anything. We were just talking through it, and I was looking at my calendar and saying, okay, that puts us here. Okay, that puts us here. That puts us here. So that was as scientific as it was, but we came up with March 15th.
Well, if you can do that relatively quickly and get back to us, I don't know that we even have to all convene. We can have we can schedule that without anything big going on. But in the meantime, it just looks to me like April 3rd through the 7th is a good possibility. So if we could hold that open before someone schedules something else.
Yes.
And,
I agree.
And will you come back and tell us if that's doable or not? And if it's not, we have to look for something else.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Then we have Mr. Crockford on the agenda to reschedule the weights and measures quality assurance work session we had scheduled originally for the 18th of November. And Conrad's going to be in at a rail training session and getting back that day at like 10:30. So the 10 o'clock work session doesn't work. So you kind of preferred to move it to the 21st. Is that what you were thinking?
Oh, for myself?
Conrad, yeah.
Let me pull up my calendar here real quick. 21st of November, that would work, but I wanted to obviously talk to all three commissioners to see what would work on your schedule. Ideally, we probably don't want to postpone that much further, but I don't know and I know that's a short week with the holiday right there.
So the 18th, are you back in the office that morning, or your flight comes in that morning?
My flight would land at about 10:40, so okay. I could be back in the office in late afternoon.
Yep.
Pending any delays or anything like that pops up. I don't know.
Early afternoon. But we
early afternoon.
We have a hearing informal at 12:30 that day, so somebody must be heading out. So I don't know that the afternoon is a good option.
That was my dilemma, why we moved that informal up from 1:30.
So
on which day is that, Julie? You're talking for the informal?
Well, we have an informal scheduled on the 18th already in the afternoon.
Okay, I'll have to double check. I'm not showing that, but okay.
So
the 21st is fine with me.
21st, does that work for you? I have a 9 and a 10 o'clock meeting and an 11 meeting with PUD, which I could do it at 11 instead, or we could do 1. Then we have
gyms. Don't we have a PIE meeting with Excel on? In the afternoon, so.
Gee, now that one's not showing. I showed Jim Deutsch retirement.
Yeah, you have a PI meeting. Yeah, it's out there.
Not on our calendars. Is it on yours?
Yep.
No, I don't have it.
How could that be?
How could that be?
What time is the PI meeting?
From 1 to 3.
1 to 3. That's why we put Jim's retirement at 3 to 5.
Yeah, we need to notice that because I think we talked about it, but I don't have that PI meeting either.
What if we did? Wow, this is a problem. Well, oh, no, that doesn't work.
What if we did Wednesday right after the grain dealers?
Wednesday
no, that's just me meeting with the grain dealers, so maybe not everybody's here.
Wednesday the 23rd?
Yeah. I don't know. People might have travel plans that day.
Yeah. So the 21st is kind of shot. Well, wait. No, I could do 11 on the 21st. Would that work for anyone?
That works for me.
Yeah, that works for me.
Conrad?
That would work for me.
Okay. Let's do 11 o'clock on the 21st. for that weights and measures quality assurance. And Josh will be in on that one, too. That was kind of the point of that. All right. And then we've got a work session, Glacier Ridge Wind Farm, with Julie Prescott.
And then she's already checked with the dates on that, and I think I looked at that, and the ones that I was showing, the 18th is full, and then 21, 23 are back to the same days trying to schedule in there.
What date? Oh. The 23rd, I'm available, would be better. I would prefer in the morning.
Can we do that early morning, the 23rd? That would be fine by me, too.
It kind of have to be real early because I have the set up a meeting with the grain dealers after our last meeting, just myself and them, for around 9 we were talking, and I'm sure that's going to last at least an hour, but probably a good hour and a half.
Well, I'm okay with an 8 o'clock that day, 8 to 9, but if that doesn't work, I understand, too.
Sure, that works.
It's okay with me.
8 o'clock work session. Does that work for you, Julie? Actually, Julie doesn't get in then. That makes her, she's got kids' stuff. Is yours set with the grain dealers? Could they come a little later?
They have long distances to travel, but I would think a little bit later we could probably do something. But
are they coming in that morning, or they're going home afterwards?
Well, some will probably drive in. Some are probably, like, one lives here. But the point is ones that go back to Fargo and Cooperstown and stuff, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
They just wanted to get the meeting, I think, done not too late in the day.
Why'd you pick that rotten day?
There aren't many options. What time do you come in?
I normally come in at 9, but I could make 8 o'clock work.
You
could make that work.
Okay. If you have options for that.
I will find some options.
I mean, does a
that will be fine.
Half hour or something help you any? If we went to 8:30, I'll tell these guys we got to put it off a little bit.
I can make 8 o'clock work.
Okay. All right. 8 o'clock on the 23rd. And that is for the Glacier Ridge Wind Farm. Okay, well, that concludes our agenda. Thank you, Brian. Have you been successful yet?
I'm still working it. But no, thank you guys for making this all work out. Good right job by staff and everyone.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We are adjourned.